Hi again, everybody. I'm Jeff Joniak, and welcome to ChicagoBears.com and this week's Keys to the Game, brought to you by Ford. What a matchup. A Sunday night showdown between the 7-1 Houston Texans and the 7-1 Chicago Bears at Soldier Field.
ChicagoBears.com presents Jeff Joniak's Keys to the Game, brought to you by Ford.
Now we're going to start offensively. Lower the wattage. Yeah, I know that's kind of lame, but there's got to be a game plan to reduce the impact of Houston defensive lineman J.J. Watt. Defensive coordinator Wade Phillips moves him around, utilizing his speed, power, and size. This guy is the NFL leader in sacks right now with 10.5, but he's also batted down 10 passes, put 21 hits on quarterbacks, and made 18 tackles for loss. For the most part, Watt lines up on the strong side on base downs and rushes from defensive tackle on passing downs, where his quickness and relentless motor are hard to negotiate. It's going to be interesting to see how the Bears attack Watt, because the Texans also have some other pass rushers, Barrett Reed, Connor Barwin, and rookie Whitney Merciless out of U of I to deal with. Protecting Jake Hutler is going to be a challenge, and so we'll be finding lanes for Matt Forte and Michael Bush. The Texans have yet to allow a rushing touchdown this season, so a number of factors here. Getting rid of the ball quickly and on time and staying committed to the run in an effort to shorten the game and keep the defense fresh, all factors against the Texans. Houston's offense is built on deception and balance, and what the Texans may lack in explosiveness at times, they make up for in execution and ball security. The Texans stretch gaps with their zone scheme, so staying gap sound, something the Bears are great at, and using their quickness, also an advantage, will be critical for the Bears to disrupt the run game. 6'1", 229-pound Arian Foster is a chain mover with the fourth most first downs in the league with 45. He also leads the NFL with 11 touchdowns, so if Foster is grinding away in the run game, it sets up the boot game of veteran quarterback Matt Schaub, who is efficient, accurate, and values the ball. Andre Johnson, not as fast as he once was, but he's fast enough. His 25 receptions in the last three games have been big. He's now healthy after several seasons of nagging injuries. Houston has dominated the clock, this season leading the NFL in time of possession, and the Bears have to find a way to get off the field when they get the opportunity. In a game like this one, where every snap is going to matter, the Bears are going to try to build on the number of big plays they made in Nashville last week on special teams. Field position is going to be important, and things like a takeaway, return touchdown, block kick could be the spark that turns the game. Robbie Gould has been outstanding this season. His leg could be the difference maker in this battle of outstanding defenses. Houston's Shane Graham is also very good, fourth all-time in field goal accuracy, but he had one block last week. Punter Donnie Jones, fourth all-time in gross and net punting average in NFL history. He's a good one, but the Texans have given up punt and kick return touchdowns this season, so there is a vulnerability there and an opportunity for Devin Hester to build on the momentum he established last week against the Titans. It's better to play the Texans in Chicago than it is in Houston, obviously, but that said, Houston's ability to run the ball and protect the ball gives them an edge over some other road teams. Right now, both squads are confidently attacking their opponents and thriving off of their defensive excellence. The Texans are doing it with an outstanding pass rush and stopping the run. The Bears are doing it by taking the ball away and scoring by any means necessary. And the success both teams are having is contagious, meaning every player on the field is in a frenzied state right now, trying to be the guy to make the next big play. It's going to create an enormous amount of energy in Soldier Field and in turn creating an environment that should be playoff-like. The key here is, if you're the Bears, don't let that energy go to waste. That wraps up this week's Keys to the Game on ChicagoBears.com, brought to you by Ford. Be sure to check us out Sunday night, 4:30 pregame, 7:30 kickoff on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM WBBM. Tom Thayer and myself, Ron, Jim, and Jay, roll out the pregame show. Should be a great night. That'll do it this time on ChicagoBears.com. Thanks for watching. I'm Jeff Joniak. We'll talk to you again next week.
ChicagoBears.com presents Jeff Joniak's Keys to the Game, brought to you by Ford.